The Audio Partners Publishing Corporation is pleased to present Q&A by Vika Swarup, read by Kerry Shale.
I have been arrested for winning a quiz show. They came for me late last night when even the stray dogs had gone off to sleep. They broke open my door, handcuffed me, and marched me off to the waiting jeep with a flashing red light. There was no hue and cry. Not one resident stirred from his hut. Only the old owl on the tamarind tree hooted at my arrest. Arrests in Dharavi are as common as pickpockets on the local train. Not a day goes by without some hapless resident being taken away to the police station. In retrospect, perhaps I should have kicked and screamed. Not that it would have helped. Even if I had succeeded in waking some of the residents, they would not have raised a finger to defend me. With bleary eyes, they would have watched the spectacle, made some trite remark like, "There goes another one," yawned, and promptly gone back to sleep. My departure from Asia's biggest slum would make no difference to their lives. They wouldn't even bother to find out the reason for my arrest. When the two constables barged into my hut, even I didn't. When your whole existence is illegal, when you live on the brink of penury in an urban wasteland where you jostle for every inch of space and have to queue even for a shit, arrest has a certain inevitability about it. There are those who will say that I brought this upon myself. They will remind me of what the elders in Dharavi say about never crossing the dividing line that separates the rich from the poor. After all, what business did a penniless waiter have to be participating in a brain quiz? The brain is not an organ we are authorized to use. We are supposed to use only our hands and legs.